your year as Miss America was wonderful for you, and despite the fact that you were nervous and all, it was a great growing experience for you.
Oh, it was, my goodness, there's no price tag high enough to put on it, but I was sure ready for it to be over. It was lonely. It was lonely. You're so isolated, and it's hard work.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, as we reflect on it now, we're in 2014, 1966, and you talked about the television ratings being just huge. That has not the impact on America today that it had back then. It's, I don't know if the word is passé or what, it's not as big a deal.
Correct. It's not. And I think the pageant in some ways kind of lost its way for a while. You have to be very careful about your brand and how you handle it. I think it's on its way back. But it will be very difficult because it's a very different media market now than it was. And there were some mistakes during those difficult years. But I think we're on our way back now. It depends a lot on the culture. What do we value? The pageant still stands for some very fundamental values about women in particular, and I think they're important values. I think it's just a very important organization. It gives tremendous foundation to young women, not only in scholarships, which is no small thing.
Then did you graduate from OCU?
I did. You know, I had the money, the resources to have gone to any school, but for me it was right to come home. Again, I was still very young, and I needed the support of coming home. I needed my family, but also needed Oklahoma City University. They were wonderful to me and really helped me graduate. I still graduated in 4 years, minus the year as Miss America. It was different. My first day back, I went to the cafeteria, which I'd always done, for breakfast. And again, in spite of Miss America, there was still the shyness. I walked into the cafeteria. Everyone in the room turned and looked at me, getting in line with my tray. I never went back. So I wasted all that money for breakfast, but I couldn't do that. And so I get a lot of attention. So I pulled back, but I had all of my friends. They were still my friends. They were my great friends, and I had not changed. What I did changed and how some people treated me changed. But I still have the same friends, or my friends today. I love them, and that's mutual. And so it was the right thing for me.